Children, does the Lord like to give you good things?
Yes.
Yes, He does, doesn't He? Now, does the Lord want us to ask Him for good things? What do you think?
Yes.
Yes? Let's hear what He says about this in Matthew chapter 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. For what man is there of you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in the heavens give good things to those who ask Him? Therefore, all things, whatever you want men to do for you, you also do even so for them. For this is the law and the prophets. So, does the Lord say He wants us to ask Him for things?
Yes.
Yes, He did, didn't He? And He says it three times. He says, ask. Seek, which means like if something's lost, you look around until you find it. And knock. What door do you think the Lord especially wants us to knock on? The door to?
His heaven.
Heaven, that's right. Now, the Lord loves to give good things to us. And in the story, He compared it to a son asking his father for two kinds of food. What's one of the kinds of food a son might ask his father for?
Bread.
And He says, if a son asks his father for bread, will his father give him a, what did He say?
Egg.
A stone, that's right, or a rock. And then this, what was the second kind? Yes?
A fish.
A fish. And if he asks for a fish, will he give him a
snake?
Snake, that's right. And of course not. Now, you might not think bread and fish are especially good foods, but that's what most people ate in those days. It's sort of like for us, it would be like chicken or hamburgers or something like that, something we really like, we really need to eat. So that's what the Lord is saying. A father will always give his children something to eat if he has something to give them. So of course our Heavenly Father will too. Do you remember a story in the Word where the Lord gave a lot of people bread and fish to eat? Do you remember anything about that? 5,000. 5,000 men and their wives and children. And they started with just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And they all had enough. They all ate and ate until they were full. And still there were how many baskets of leftovers? Do you remember? 12 baskets, more than they started with. So you can see how eager the Lord is to give us whatever we need. But why does the Lord need us to ask Him? Do you have an idea?
Because
yes, that's a good answer. Suppose that it's somebody's birthday or Christmas time, and you think, this is one of my best friends. I want to give them a really nice present. So you think about it, and you think of a good present, and you save up your money, and you buy it. Or maybe you even make it beautifully with your own hands, and you wrap it nicely, and you put a card on it that says, to my good friend, from me with love, and you hand it to them, and you're so eager to see their face when they open their present. But suppose that the person just leaves their hands hanging down and they won't take the present. Suppose they even won't look at you. What can you do? Well, you might put the present down on a table and hope they open it later, but suppose they don't even do that. They just leave it there and days and weeks go by. Then you can't really give them a present if they won't take it, can you? And that's how it is for the Lord. He has so many wonderful things to give us, but if we won't take them, then He can't give them to us. So He's hoping that we will reach out our hands and ask Him, please, for some good things, and that when He gives them, we will say, thank you, and we will use them. Just like when you give somebody a present, you hope that they will use it and enjoy it. That's what the Lord hopes for us, too. So what's an example of something that the Lord would like to give you Something that would be good for us to ask him for. Yes?
Food.
Food, okay. Yes, that's one thing that the Lord gives us and we need it. Yes?
Water.
Water, okay. Anything else?
Love.
Love. Love for our friends and love to the Lord. Very good. Yes. So, yes?
A house.
A house to live in. Both a house in this world and also a house in heaven. Very good. Yes. What's another? To love everyone. Very good. Yes.
So the whole world.
The whole world. The Lord loves to give things that last, doesn't he? He doesn't want to give us a toy that we use for a little while and then it gets broken and we throw it away. That's not the kind of present the Lord wants to give us presents that are going to get better and better the more we use them, more and more fun the longer we use them. That's the kind of present the Lord wants to give. Another kind of present the Lord would like to give that we could ask him for is, suppose that we're in a bad mood. We're angry or we're sad. We could ask the Lord, please help take these evil spirits away from me so I can stop being sad or angry. Or if we see someone else, one of our friends who's sad or angry, we could ask the Lord, is there something I can do to help him? There might not be, but maybe there is. Maybe I could help. Can you please show me? We can ask, like you've said, if we can please go to heaven someday, we can practice being angels in this world. We could ask for when we grow up, may we please find a good married partner, a husband or wife for us to marry someday? That would be a good thing to ask for, wouldn't it? Another thing we could ask him for is, please give me some skills so I can help other people. Give me skills in my mind and in my hands so I can do useful things that are really helpful to other people. That's sort of like the last thing the Lord said. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. That's a wonderful thing to ask for the Lord for. Please give me something that I can do for other people. That's a wonderful way to love them, isn't it? So the Lord hopes that every day you will ask him, talk to him every day, and ask him for things. The more you ask the Lord, the more the Lord will help you see what to ask for, and he will be able to give it to you more and more. Amen.